Hey everyone, it's your girl Sienna Cruz here, back with another dose of Survive to Thrive. We all know life can throw some serious curveballs, leaving us feeling a bit stuck. You ever feel like you're carrying around this heavy backpack of emotions, just dragging you down? That's where today's episode comes, and we're diving deep into emotional release and forgiveness techniques, because trust me, letting go is the key to truly thriving. Forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened, it's about setting yourself free from the chains of anger, resentment, and pain. Holding onto those negative feelings is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die, honey, you're the one who suffers. It's a tough journey, but so worth it. So grab your favorite beverage, settle in, and let's unlock the power of releasing those emotions and opening your heart to forgiveness. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on this journey. 1. Acknowledge your emotions. First things first, don't try to bury those feelings. Recognizing what you're experiencing is crucial. Are you feeling hurt, betrayed, angry? Name it to tame it, right? Bottling up emotions just creates a pressure cooker situation. Journaling, talking to a trusted friend, or even screaming into a pillow "I'm not judging" can help you process those feelings healthily. 2. Practice self-compassion. This is huge. We're often our own harshest critics, especially when we feel hurt. But remember, everyone makes mistakes, you included. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend going through something similar. Forgive yourself for past missteps, learn from them, and move forward with grace. 3. Understand their perspective. It's not about excusing their actions, but trying to understand why they might have acted that way. Maybe they were hurting, scared, or simply unaware of the impact of their words or actions. This doesn't mean what they did was right, but it can help soften the anger and resentment you may be holding on to. 4. Choose forgiveness. This is a conscious decision, not a feeling that magically appears. It takes time, effort, and often a whole lot of courage. But remember, forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened, it's about releasing yourself from the prison of negativity. When you forgive, you free yourself to move on, heal, and ultimately live a happier life. 5. Celebrate your growth. Every step towards forgiveness is a victory. Celebrate your progress, no matter how small. Acknowledge the courage it takes to let go and embrace healing. Remember, you're not alone on this journey, and there are resources available to support you every step of the way. Okay, imagine this. You're at a dinner party, and someone makes a snide comment about your new haircut, something you've been insecure about lately. The words sting, and you feel your cheeks flush with anger. Now, before you launch into a scathing retort, we've all been there. Take a moment. Breathe. Acknowledge that feeling of hurt, but then try to understand their perspective. Maybe they're just insecure themselves and trying to mask it, or perhaps they simply didn't think before they spoke. Instead of letting anger fester, choose forgiveness. You can even politely address the situation with humor. Thanks for your insightful comment. I actually love my new haircut, it makes me feel confident and empowered. See? Turning negativity into positivity is a powerful tool. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you navigate emotional release and forgiveness. Remember, letting go is a process, not a switch you flip overnight. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and never lose sight of the power of choosing healing over holding onto hurt. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some techniques that have helped you release emotions and practice forgiveness? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's create a supportive community where we can learn and grow together. Don't forget to subscribe to Survive to Thrive for daily doses of inspiration and motivation. And until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.